The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 4, text number 38, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on May 17th, 2007, in Riga, Latvia.
So tonight we are reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter number 4, text number 38. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Nahi jnane na sadrisham pavitram iha vidyate tatsvayam yogasam siddha kalenatmani vindati. Translation in Purport. In this world, there is nothing so sublime and pure as transcendental knowledge. Such knowledge is the mature fruit of all mysticism. And one who has become accomplished in the practice of devotional service enjoys this knowledge within himself in due course of time. Purport. When we speak of transcendental knowledge, we do so in terms of spiritual understanding. As such, there is nothing so sublime and pure as transcendental knowledge. Ignorance is the cause of our bondage, and knowledge is the cause of our liberation. This knowledge is the mature fruit of devotional service, and when one is situated in transcendental knowledge, he need not search for peace elsewhere, for he enjoys peace within himself. In other words, this knowledge and peace culminate in Krishna consciousness. That is the last word in the Bhagavad Gita. Pandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitam. So, there are two positions. There is the position of bondage, and there is the position of liberation. What is the difference between a person who is in bondage and a person who is liberated? The difference is that the person who is in bondage is in a state of ignorance. And the person who is liberated is in a state of knowledge. So, the obvious conclusion is, that if one is suffering in a condition of bondage, that they have to simply become situated in transcendental knowledge. And Prabhupada explains, when they are situated in transcendental knowledge, they will always enjoy peace within themselves. So the obvious question is, for those of us who are still in ignorance and in bondage, the obvious question is, how will we come out of this bondage into a state of liberation? How will we become practically situated in transcendental knowledge? That's the whole purpose of the Krishna consciousness process. It is meant to take us out of the position of bondage into the state of liberation. So, when one is in knowledge, then one sees everything through the Krishna conscious vision. In the state of bondage, we see everything in terms of our sense gratification. Will this gratify my senses or not? Just like in the Western system of marriage, they will look for someone that they think satisfies their senses. And they will base their marriage on sense satisfaction. But the senses cannot be satisfied with any particular sense object for that long of a time. The nature of the senses is chanchala, they are always flickering. So the Vedic system of marriage was based on duty. The parents would arrange a marriage for the children. It was not based on sense attraction, it was based on duty. In that Vedic culture, which was based on duty, there was no divorce. We think we are much better with our system of marriage based on sense attraction. But look how dissatisfied people are with those marriages. Therefore, instead of, this is an example only, it applies to everything. Instead of basing our happiness on what appeals to my senses, we should base our happiness on what is satisfying to Krishna. This situates one automatically in transcendental knowledge. Wherever bhakti is there, then automatically one has knowledge. If we are situated in Krishna consciousness, then naturally we will understand things properly. In other words, it's not a process of mental speculation. It's a process of fixing oneself in devotional service.
Tas ir process, kurā cilvēks nostabilizē sevi garīgajā kalpošanā.
Which then includes everything else automatically.
Kas visu automātiski ir iet par sevi.
If devotional service is there, then knowledge will be there.
Ja garīgā kalpošana būs, tad būs arī zināšanas.
And even the material necessities will be there as well.
Un arī visas materiālās nepieciešamības būs.
Krishna says, for those who worship me with exclusive devotion,
un Krishna saka, tas, kurš ar pilnīgu, kalpo ar pilnīgu atdevi,
I preserve what they have and I carry what they lack.
Es saglabāju viņam tas, kas viņam ir, un nodrošinu to, kas viņam trūkst.
So everything is there.
Un tā viss ir tur.
We simply have to wake up.
Mums vienkārši ir jāpamostās.
Out of the sleep of material consciousness.
No šīs materiālās apziņas miega.
Engaging ourselves in devotional service.
Iesaistot sevi garīgajā kalpošanā.
To Lord Shri Krishna.
Kungam Shri Krishna.
That beautiful, wonderful personality of Godhead.
Šie brīnišķīgie Dievu augstākajai personībai.
Who is ever inviting us to associate with him in unlimited varieties of transcendental pastimes.
Kurš vienmēr aicina mums iesaistīties viņa neierobežotajās spēlēs.
Why would we settle for some miserable life here in Latvia?
Kāpēc mēs esam šeit, nožēlojamajā dzīvē, Latvijā?
When we can have an eternal life full of bliss and knowledge in the spiritual world.
Kad mums būs šī dzīve, kas būs pilna svētlaimes un zināšanas garīgajā pasaulē.
All we have to do is awaken from this sleep of sense gratification.
Vienīgais, kas mums ir jāpamostās no šī jūtekļa apmierinājuma miega.
And come to the transcendental awakened state.
Un jānonāk transcendentālajā atmodas stāvoklī.
Which is eternal.
Kas ir mūžīgs.
Full of bliss.
Pilns svētlaimes.
And full of knowledge.
Pilns zināšanas.
How will we get there? How will we come out of this madness? Tamagun, Rajagun. How will we get out of it? That requires good association. Therefore, the first principle of Krishna consciousness is to associate with Vaishnavas. Because by that Vaishnava association, one becomes empowered to enter into the transcendental dimension of existence. One actually gets a taste for transcendental existence. Shishi gonitai ki jai. So in other words, this is not theoretical. This is practical. This is something you can taste right now. You simply have to tune in. Hear carefully every word that's being spoken. Become awake and alert to hear what's being spoken. Try to understand this transcendental knowledge. That you are not that material body. You're an eternal spiritual being. You are in quality one with God. And you are meant to enjoy an eternal existence in His service. You are not meant to misidentify with this material body. As a male, as a female, you are not meant to misidentify with this gross lump of matter. You are meant to realize who you actually are. And then act on that platform. The more you can act on the platform of devotional service, the more your realization of your eternal spiritual identity becomes manifest. So the more you do bhakti, the more you understand bhakti. And the better you understand bhakti,
you'll
be inspired to do more bhakti. And by doing that more bhakti, you will understand bhakti even better. And you'll be inspired to do even better bhakti. So in this way it increases, 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 increases. So we invite you to make this experiment. Enter into this world of Krishna consciousness by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Associating with devotees, tasting Krishna Prasadam with your tongue, hearing the glories of Krishna with your ears, seeing the deity of Krishna with your eyes, bowing down before the spiritual master Srila
Prabhupada.
In this way, absorb yourself in devotional service. If you do so, I can guarantee you it will be the most wonderful, thrilling, exciting adventure you've ever experienced. You simply have to do it according to the instructions given. Too many people try to concoct their own version of Krishna consciousness. Such adulteration waters down the process. It takes away the potency. One has to follow according to the directions of the spiritual master. And then you will actually experience what is Krishna consciousness. So, I'd like to invite all of you to do that. Take the instructions of the spiritual master very seriously. Fully absorb yourself 24 hours a day in Krishna consciousness. If you do so, I can guarantee you this. Your life will be inconceivably sublime. And if it's not, it means you're not following the instructions, that's all. This process works if you follow this process. One simply has to follow the system. And the results are absolutely guaranteed. You will make steady progress on the pathway back to home. And you will personally meet Krishna face to face. So I can ask now if there's any questions.
Septītajā nodaļā Krišna dod instrukciju un saka, ka var apvērsties pie skolotāja un jautāt viņam latviešu teikt pazemīgi. Bet angliskie vārds ir nesabrīd. Mēs gribētu uzdot jautājumu par šo vārdu, jo, manuprāt, tas ir un labi skolā izskaidrot tā nozīme.
In the 7th chapter, Krishna instructs us, inquire submissively. And a translation for both Latvian and Russian is given. There is no direct translation for this word submissively, and it is translated humbly. And I understand that word submissively, it's kind of to be ready to follow the instructions that would be given.
That's right.
I'd like to, your explanation for this.
Submissive inquire. Actually, in the 4th chapter, the verse says inquire submissively. That's the Chapter 4, text 34. Inquire submissively. It's actually just several verses back, actually. We're in that chapter. The pariprashnena is the Sanskrit. That means in full surrender, you see.
Tas ir 4.34 piemērs. Tas pazemīgi jautā un kalpo viņam.
It's more than just, you know, humbly. It's much more than humbly.
Tas ir daudz vairāk nekā pazemīgi.
Humbly means, well, you don't want to take any recognition.
Pazemīgi nozīmē, ka jūs nevēlaties saņemt kādu atzinību.
But this goes far beyond humility. It's a matter of you're willing to take whatever instruction is given and carry it out.
Tas vārds submissively nozīmē, ka jūs esat gatavs uzņemt jebkuru norādījumu un to arī izpildīt.
You ask, just like many people ask the spiritual master, well, how can I get out of my difficulties and be fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness? If they are inquiring submissively, then whatever instruction is given, they will actually do that.
It's
not simply a matter of intellectualism. Submissive inquiries means you're looking for practical help. You want to be told what to do and you will do that. That's submissive.
But then as I understand, inquiring submissively is the only way how to get the real knowledge. But is there any, are there any cases when we should inquire submissively, like when we inquire a spiritual master, and for example, when we meet certain specialists in a certain field, should we inquire submissively, and how to understand when inquire submissively and when just ask? And is there any difference?
Well, Prabhupada says that this may be related, that you can have many instructing gurus, but only one initiating guru. So,
es jautāju, bet kā tad saprast, kā tad jautāt, kā tad ir, kad vērsties ar šo gatavību, sekot norādījumiem, kad tas ir pareizi, un kad vienkārši tikai jautāt. Un Prabhupāda esmu teicis, ka tas var būt saistībā, ka ir dažādi guru, kas jūs instruē, un tikai viens, kas dod iniciāciju.
The instructing guru's instructions are followed only insofar as they are in line with what the initiating guru is telling the disciple.
Un tie guru, kas dod jums instrukcijas, viņām ir jāseko šīm instrukcijām tikai tik tālu, cik tās ir saskaņā ar iniciējušā guru norādījumiem.
Sometimes people are advised, well, you know, if you're not that inspired by your initiating guru, then just take an instructing guru and follow him instead.
Ir dažkārt cilvēki saka, nu, ja tev pārāk neiedvesmo no tas guru, kas tev dod iniciāciju, tad tā vietā sako kādam no tiem, kas tev dod norādījumus.
That is an aparāt. That is a best guru aparāt.
Tā ir guru aparāt.
One has to follow the instructions of one initiating spiritual master. He is the only authority, actually.
Un cilvēkam ir jāseko tam skolotām, kas viņu iniciē, un tā ir vienīgā viņa autoritāte.
Others who are giving the same knowledge, they can be followed because they are giving the same knowledge.
Citi, kas dod tādas pašas zināšanas, tiem var sekot, jo viņi dod tādas pašas zināšanas.
But if they deviate from what the initiating guru has given, then they must not be followed.
Bet ja viņi novirzās no tā, ko iniciējušais guru saka, tad viņi nevajag sekot.
One is meant to follow the instructions of one initiating guru. That's it.
Cilvēkam ir jāseko norādījumiem, ko dod iniciējušais guru.
Questions more? Yeah.
Kāds ir galvenās kļūdas, ko iesācējis Bhakti savā ceļā pieļaut, ceļā uz tīru elpošanu?
What are the main mistakes? New devotee do? What are the main mistakes?
The main mistake of
on
a new
way to the devotional service.
Well, it depends on the devotees.
Tas atkarīgs no Bhakti.
There's so many varieties of devotees who make so many varieties of new devotees that make so many varieties of mistakes. It's hard to make a general answer.
Ir ļoti grūti iedot tādu vispārēju atbildi, jo ir ļoti dažādi iesācēji baktis, kas dara dažādas kļūdas.
We could look at some of the mistakes that are made by young devotees. We can look at some of those mistakes.
Mēs varam skatīties uz tām kļūdām.
to not strictly, well, Rupa Goswami says you can be too attached to the rules and regulations or too neglectful of them. Those are all both cause for fall down.
Rupa Goswami says that you should be too pieķēries šiem te ierobežojumiem un norādījumiem. You should be too noraidoši pret tiem un abi.
To be neglectful of following the regulated principles will definitely cause one to fall down.
Un, ja cilvēks ir pārāk noliedzošs attiecībā pret šiem te ierobežojumiem, tad tas pilnīgi noteikti radīs to, ka viņš kritīs.
But if one follows them blindly without any comprehension, that can also lead to fall down.
Bet, ja cilvēks sako tam akli, vispār bez sapratnes, tas arī novadīs pie tā, pie
So therefore, the new devotees should carefully read all of Prabhupada's books and understand exactly why we are doing these activities.
Un jaunam baktam viņam ir regulāri jālas Prabhupādas grāmatas, lai saprast, kāpēc tieši mēs darām noteikts darbības.
If they have actual knowledge and intellectual understanding as to why one should follow the pathway of Krishna Bhakti, they will never give it up.
Un ja cilvēkam būs intelektuāla sapratne, kāpēc mums vajadzētu iet par šo ceļu, sakot Krishna Bhakti, tad viņš nekad nepadosies.
So those are two faults of neophyte devotees. They blindly follow the rules or they neglect to follow the rules.
Un tie ir tās divas galvenās kļūdas, ka vai viņi akli sako šiem likumiem, ierobežojumiem, vai viņi tos noliec.
Any other questions?
Jautājums.
Vai tā ir patīs?
Mm-hmm. There is a group of people in Riga who claim themselves to be, and that group is a separate group, and they claim themselves to be the real followers of Prabhupada because they are saying that Prabhupada didn't give the instruction to follow his disciples. And that the only bona fide guru is Prabhupada himself. Is it truth or not?
We had a whole seminar on this when I was in Kaunas, actually. It's called Vidvik Philosophy. These Vidvik philosophers do not even follow Prabhupada.
Šie Vidvik filozofi, viņi pat nesako Prabhupada.
Prabhupada has clearly stated in his, throughout his books, throughout his letters, and throughout his lectures, and throughout his conversations. How the process of disciplic succession continues. He mentions in a Bhagavatam purport, he says, the one who is now the disciple, he is the next spiritual master.
Kādā no skaidrojumiem Bhagavatam viņš saka, tas, kurš šobrīd ir mācīts, ir nākamais garīgais skolotājs.
These Vidvik people say no, only Prabhupada is the spiritual master, none of his disciples are spiritual master.
Un šie Vidvikiķi saka, ka vienīgi Prabhupada ir garīgais skolotājs, bet ne viņa mācīts.
And therefore, what they're saying goes against what Prabhupada says.
Un tas, ko viņi dara, viņi runā pretī tam, ko teica Prabhupada.
They say that only there's only one acharya, and that is Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada told us in Mayapur at a lecture in front of all the devotees in the middle of our big Mayapur festival. He said, "Now we are 10,000." Then we will grow to 100,000. Then we will grow to 1,000,000. And then we will grow to 10,000,000. There will be no scarcity of acharyas. Prabhupada's vision for ISKCON was that there would be 10 million acharyas.
Prabhupada's redzējums bija, ka būs 10 miljoni acharyi.
And these Ritvik people again say, no, Prabhupada is wrong.
Un atkal šie Ritvik saka, ka ne, tas tā.
There is only one acharya, and that is Prabhupada.
Viņi saka, ka Prabhupada ir vienīgais acharya.
But the real fact is these Ritvik people do not accept Prabhupada as the acharya.
Patiesais fakts ir tāds, ka šie cilvēki neakceptē Prabhupada kā acharya.
They are trying themselves to be the acharya by throwing out Prabhupada.
Viņi mēģina būt paši acharya, atmetot Prabhupada.
By introducing some philosophy which is against what Prabhupada taught. They say that Sankarshan Das Adhikari cannot be a spiritual master. But His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada personally wrote me a letter encouraging me that I could become a spiritual master. So again, these Vedic people say that Prabhupada is wrong and they are right. He had a conversation with one gentleman in Detroit. You can read that conversation. You can hear the recording of the conversation if you're skeptical. Prabhupada explained how his disciples, his sannyasi and grihastha disciples, would initiate disciples after his disappearance. Again, these Vritvik people say, no, Prabhupada is wrong. Prabhupada also, in the final days in Vrindavan, when asked about what would be the system after his departure, he said that the new devotees who come to this movement would become the disciples of his disciples, and that he would be the grand spiritual master. The one who initiates you, he is your spiritual master. And his guru, Srila Prabhupada, is your grand spiritual master. Just like you have father, and you have grandfather. So Prabhupada said that he would be the grand spiritual master, and that his disciples would be the spiritual master. And again, these Ritvik people say, no, Srila Prabhupada is wrong. So, do you want to take your instructions from people who say that Srila Prabhupada is wrong? Such persons are envious snakes. They want to kick out, they want to take Prabhupada off the Vyasasan. And they want to themselves sit in Prabhupada's seat. That is the mentality of these Ritvik people. They are envious snakes. And one must avoid their association. Yes. Someone is chanting japa during the lecture? Let's see who is the japa chanter. Yes. Yes, japa means with fixed attention. When we're doing japa, we should be doing nothing but chanting japa. It's not that I can drive my car, you know, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Krishna. You will have accident. Or your japa will not be focused. Japa means you rise early and you have a time when you do nothing but japa. Not that I'm cooking on the stove, you know, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.
Krishna.
Completely focused japa.
pilnībā koncentrēties uz Jahu.
That is the system, yeah.
Tā ir sistēma.
Any other questions?
Person who calls themselves guru is guru, and probably these people, these Ritvik people, they haven't met disciples of Srila Prabhupada, and they are not envious snakes. They're just
No, actually, they. That may be true of some of them. They don't really know. They're naive. But some of them actually, I personally know some of them, and they actually were initiated disciples of Prabhupada's disciples.
But viņi zina dažus, kurus bija iniciējuši Prabhupada's mācekļi.
And they rejected their own guru to claim that their that by saying their guru was false.
But viņi noliedz paši savu guru, sakot, ka viņu guru nav īsts.
I know for a fact. I know one of them personally. He rejected his own spiritual master, saying that his spiritual master was a nonsense. So what is the fate of such a person who offends his own spiritual master? His fate is very, very bad fate. If one has a bona fide spiritual master and then rejects him as being bogus, then one will never go back to Godhead until that offense is rectified. There may be some innocent people who didn't know. That's also who were brand new. That could also be them. But the people who are leading that Ritvik movement, many of them were disciples of Prabhupada's disciples who decided they wanted to be a big authority on their own, and they rejected their guru.
But tie, kas vada Ritvikus, viņi ir bijuši mācekļi, un tāpēc viņi savukārt vēlas kļūt par autoritāti paši.
Their head pundit who wrote their book, actually, he grew up attending the programs at our Bhaktivedanta Manor. So he knows, he heard many of the ISKCON gurus. He knows them. He's heard many of them speak. He was always a very envious boy. When he was a young boy, he refused to call his parents his mother and father. He insisted on calling them by their first name. He didn't want to accept any authority over himself. So he has written the main book of this Ritvik group. So they are very much misguided people. They say that the disciplic succession ended with Srila Prabhupada. There has been an unbroken line of gurus going back to the very beginning of the universe. It is called the Parampara system. So they say this system has now come to a stop. It doesn't continue. It now has stopped. That after Prabhupada, there are no more gurus. They are saying that Prabhupada is not potent enough of a guru to create even one disciple who can be a guru. This is a great offense against Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada personally encouraged me that I could be a spiritual master. So who am I supposed to listen to? These Ritvik people say, you cannot be a spiritual master. Prabhupada encouraged me, you can be a spiritual master. So who is the disciple supposed to listen to? His guru or somebody else? Should I listen to my guru or listen to these other people? Who's my authority? You tell me. Is my guru my authority or somebody else? You tell me. What's the answer?
You are guru because Prabhupada instructed you to become guru. But can other gurus say that they are guru? Were they instructed by Prabhupada?
Actually, Prabhupada instructed that any of his disciples who are strictly following, they should become guru. I did receive a personal encouragement from him, that's a fact. But he also said that any of his disciples who are strictly following, that they can become guru. Yeah. Next question.
I heard in a lecture that if a disciple acts in an inappropriate way, it could lead to his spiritual master's fall down, or it could lead to some illnesses
Yes.
And I think it is as we are not perfect, it would be very cruel against our spiritual master, and probably therefore it's better to choose as our spiritual master Prabhupada or Krishna, because they are absolutely perfect and nothing could influence them.
No, Prabhupada said that also he was suffering from the sins of his disciples.
Yeah, Prabhupada arī teica, ka viņš cieš.
Sigoni taiki jai.
Par savu mācekļu grēkiem.
Prabhupada said that he was also suffering from the sins of his disciples. So, that argument doesn't work. Next question.
When you leave Riga, I feel that my energy decreases. But when you arrive,
but I'm not leaving.
No, but when you arrive, I get get charged. Your spiritual master has left this world. Where do you get your energy?
Prabhupada hasn't left. That's your material vision. You're seeing on the material platform. If Prabhupada had left, I couldn't even live. Srila Prabhupada is with me at every minute, giving me spiritual energy. He's seeing my activities, he's blessing me, he's guiding me, he's empowering me.
Viņš redz manas darbības, viņš man dod svētību, viņš man dod enerģiju, viņš vada mani.
All you have to do is follow the orders of the spiritual master and then you will always feel connected.
Vienīgais, kas jums ir jādara, ir jāsako savu garīgā skolotāja norādījumiem, tad jūs vienmēr jutīsieties.
But if you neglect the orders, then you are nowhere.
Bet ja jūs tos noraidāt, tad jūs esat nekur.
Next question.
You have told us several times how you came to Krishna consciousness.
Yes. That's right.
And then one day when you met Vishnujan Maharaj,
that's right.
Then he inspired
everything you. Changed, that's right. You simply have to pray to Krishna that you can fully surrender to him, that's all. My dear Lord, please guide me how I can become your perfect servant. That's what I did. You see, when I was still tinged with the Mayavadi conception, I could not, Krishna didn't give me the what I needed, because I didn't want it yet. But when I became intense in my desire, my dear Lord, please guide me how I can become your perfect servant. Very quickly he sent me that devotee who could then connect me with Srila
Prabhupada.
So anyone who is intensely desiring to fully surrender to the Lord, he will send them the bona fide spiritual master to connect them. One has simply have to be sincere, that's all. That I want nothing except the Lord's service now for all of eternity. Nothing else. One has to become materially exhausted. A kinshana, that this material world has nothing for me. I simply want full surrender to the Lord's lotus feet. That's all. Anyone who has that desire, the Lord will send him the proper devotee to guide him and inspire him how to achieve that consciousness. And next question.
Which
If one has a spiritual master but doesn't have a local association, that helps to connect with the spiritual master.
I didn't get this.
One who doesn't feel a local connection, right? She feels she has a guru, but she feels she's not connected locally with someone who can get her on the transcendental platform, right? You have to see how Krishna is very kind to you. And Krishna does give you persons who are assisting your spiritual master with all sincerity. Who are here in the local area. Just like Ujjas is here. He is sincerely serving me and helping me. And he is a qualified person. I don't know if you can change, maybe too shy to translate then. But there are such persons available here. You have to see that there are such qualified persons. It's not that they're not qualified persons. It's not that there are not any qualified persons. There are qualified persons here. And even if there were not any qualified persons, then you have to become the qualified person. So that you can help others. Who was the qualified person that Prabhupada had to associate with in New York City? So either way, you have the solution for your problem. Actually, there are devotees here who nicely represent your spiritual master. You can reveal your heart to them and take guidance from them. And even if there weren't, you still have the instruction of your spiritual master. If you take your spiritual master's instruction as your very life and soul, you will feel how your spiritual master is with you at every minute. How he's blessing you, protecting you, sheltering you, empowering you, and guiding you at every minute. You simply have to become very intense in your meditation upon the instructions he has given you. And if there's any doubt, you simply have to write him, that's all. Prabhupada was very merciful to answer my letters that I wrote him. So I am very kind also to answer the letters of anyone who inquires submissively from me. I will always remain so. So the full facility is there. Krishna will help you. Simply be sincere. Follow all the instructions you've gotten.
visiem norādījumiem, kas jums ir, kas esat saņēmis.
And everything will come out successfully.
Un viss būs sekmīgi.
Don't say no.
Nesakiet nē.
When the spiritual master gives an instruction, you simply carry it out, that's all.
Jo garīgais skolotājs to norādījumi, vienkārši to izpildīt.
And that will make your life perfect.
Un tas padarīs jūsu dzīvi pilnīgu.
But if one thinks, no, Guru Maharaj, I can't do this and I can't do that, tell me something that I can do.
Bet ja kāds domā, nē, Guru Maharaj, es nevaru izdarīt to vai to, pasakiet man kaut ko tādu, ko es varētu.
In that mood, you will always have difficulty.
Un tādā noskaņā man vienmēr būs grūtības.
You simply have to fully place yourself with full faith in the instructions received from spiritual master.
Jums ir jātur tādā stāvoklī, ka jums ir pilnīga ticība visiem norādījumiem, ko esat saņēmis no garīgās skolas.
And then your success is absolutely guaranteed.
Tad jūsu panākumi ir absolūti garantēti.
Is that all right? Okay. Next question. If what?
In what mood should we take prasadam and go to sleep?
In what mood? In what kind of mood we should take prasadam and go to sleep? Go to bed.
Take prasadam and go to...
What kind of mood? Kādā noskaņojumā mums būtu jā...
Why do you want to go to sleep after taking prasadam? That's my question.
You're
supposed to do service after you take prasadam, not go to sleep. You mean at night? Oh, okay. Not breakfast. Okay. Yes, the right mood for taking some prasadam in the evening and then going to rest. Actually, in the early days of ISKCON, there was a standard practice in all the temples, which we don't see it anymore, but it was so nice in the old days. This was the system.
Agrāk ISKCON tempļos bija sistēma, ko mēs diemžēl šodien neredzam, bet kas bija ļoti jauka kārtība.
Even on traveling Sankirtan, the brahmacharis living in a van, we used to do this every night. It was this part of our regular daily routine.
But tie, kas brahmacharī, kas ceļojas par tos grāmatas un dzīvo mikrobusiņos, pat iesākojušie kārtību.
Hot milk and Krishna book.
Kars, piens un Krishna book.
You take some hot milk, which is good to nourish the brain, you know, empower the brain. And you read the pastimes of Krishna out loud for all the devotees to hear. See? And then you'll have a nice sleep and you'll dream about Krishna Lila. You see? So the best thing is to take hot milk and hear the pastimes of Krishna. And then go to sleep as early as possible. Do not stay up late doing gramya katha. Gossiping. Do you know what so-and-so did? No. Do you know what so-and-so did? Like that. Don't waste your time with gramya katha. You absorb yourself simply in Krishna katha.
Yeah.
Next question. Is everybody satisfied now? All questions are answered. Are there any unanswered questions? Any doubts? Now's your chance. Okay, another one.
How to become Madhya Madhikari if a leader is neophyte devotee?
Oh, you be actually your leader is not a neophyte devotee. So.
Kā kļūt par Madhya Madhikari, ja līderis ir iesācējs bhakti?
That's the first thing. Your leader is not a neophyte devotee.
Leaders now iesācējs bhakti.
But even if one is in such a situation, then you just do it yourself, that's all. If others are not manifesting majjhim qualities, then you manifest majjhim qualities.
izpildītās, tad jūs tās izpildiet.
Be the leader yourself.
Esiet pats, jūs esat pats par līderi.
That's all. If others are not leading, you be the leader.
Ja citi nevada, jūs būsiet par līderi.
But your argument that the leader is not majam, that is an invalid argument.
Bet jūs iebildums, ka vadītājs nav matkam,
even if it were true, that's still not a valid principle. You, you follow the instructions given in the scriptures, that's all. The scriptural instructions are there. Your spiritual master's instructions are there. You simply carry out those instructions, that's all. And why? And then continue on, become uttama. Everyone is meant to become uttama, ultimately an uttama adhikari. So, you must strive for that pure bhakti. Next question, any more? Looks like that's it. Everyone's, the well has run dry now. The question well has run dry. All right then, we'll stop here. You have, no, okay. Raja Vidra Srimad Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Srimad Sankarsanda Sadhikari Ki Jai.